Welcome to episode 39 of the English Sessions, the pronunciation of GH in English. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Listen for these words today. Brain freeze. A brain freeze is another way to say mental confusion. Confusion in your mind. A brain freeze. A brain freeze also happens when you drink something very cold, very quickly. Now, have you ever had a brain freeze? Thaw. To thaw is to warm something frozen. Ice is frozen water. Water freezes into ice. So, you can thaw ice in order to have water. All of my students and listeners know that the GH in English words is frustrating. How do you pronounce these words? Sometimes the GH is silent. Other times, the GH makes an F sound. Today, I will talk about the common words that have GH that my students struggle with. Then, I will use all of the words in a story. There are four words that confuse my students the most. Why? Because all four look very similar to each other. Today, we will talk about these four words. Number one, THOUGHT. Silent GH thought. I thought that I brushed my teeth already this morning. Thought. Thought. Thought is the past tense of think. I think every day. I thought yesterday. Thought is also a noun. I have a thought. A thought is an idea in your mind. Thought. Number two. THOUGH. Another silent GH, though. My name is Michael, though everybody calls me Mike. Though. Synonyms of though are although, however, but, even if. Though is sometimes a conjunction, like but. Though is sometimes an adverb, like however. Though. My name is Michael, though everybody calls me Mike. Number three. T-A-U-G-H. H T. Silent G H. Once again, taught. Taught. I taught students from Brazil yesterday. Taught. Taught is the past tense of teach. I am a teacher. I teach English. Yesterday, I taught English to students from Brazil. I taught English yesterday. Taught. Number four, T-O-U-G-H. F sound, tough, tough, tough. Tough is a synonym for hard or difficult. Some words in English are tough to pronounce. It is tough to pronounce some words in English. Tough. Today, I thought about these four words. What is an easy way to remember how to pronounce these four words? Many learners say it's tough. Just yesterday, I taught this to a student. It is tough. Though, perhaps, we can think of a way to remember. Number one, thought. A thought is an idea in our mind. I have an idea to help you remember thought. Thought sounds like thaw. We thaw something that is frozen, right? Sometimes we have a brain freeze. When we have a brain freeze, we cannot have good thoughts. So, we must thaw our thoughts. Thaw our thoughts. Thaw thoughts. Thaw those thoughts. Number two, though. English is fun, though it can be difficult to learn sometimes. Though. Though rhymes with grow. We all want to grow our English skills. We all want to grow or expand or increase our English skills. If you grow too fast, you can forget important steps, important details. You can form bad habits. So, my advice, grow. Though, grow slowly. A slow grow. Every day. Practice every day. Though, grow slowly. Take your time. Grow, though grow, slowly. Number three, taught. I know this can be taught. Taught sounds like talk. Of course, taught and talk. I have taught about how to talk in English. Have you taught someone how to talk? In fact, I have just taught you to talk. We've had some taught talk. Some talk about taught. Some taught talk. I hope you enjoyed our taught talk. Number four, tough. This one's tough. Tough is tough to remember. It's difficult to remember. I got it. Puff. Puff is another way to say smoke. Puff a cigarette is the same as smoke a cigarette. Do you puff cigarettes? Then you know it's tough not to puff. It's hard to quit smoking cigarettes. It's tough to quit puffing cigarettes. It's tough not to puff. I used to puff. It was tough to quit puffing. It was tough not to puff. Tough puff. Tough, 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 puff, puff, puff. Tough not to puff. Okay. Some of my examples were pretty ridiculous, weren't they? But that's a good way to remember. A ridiculous example is easier to remember than a plain old boring example, right? After the break, I will use all of the words in a story. I will also repeat my examples so you can practice along with me.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast. I'm back. How was your break? Did you take a cigarette break? A puff break? It's tough not to puff. But you can quit. I have faith in you. You can quit those cigarettes. Perhaps you have a thought about how to quit smoking. First, we need those thoughts to grow, though. Perhaps you're having a brain freeze. We need those thoughts to grow, though. How can we thaw the thought? We need to thaw your thoughts on quitting smoking. I have an idea. You need to talk to yourself. You need to tell yourself, hey, self, it's tough not to puff. But think about your health. That's right. Talk to yourself. Ah, good. I feel better. I taught to talk to yourself. I taught about talking to yourself. I was taught never to talk during a movie. Were you taught not to talk during a movie? Anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's avoid a brain freeze. I will give you a little story, and then you can go talk to your friends about what I taught you today. Once upon a time, there were three dogs named Mo, Larry, and Curly. These dogs did everything together. They had a lot of fun together. their adventures were not always just fun and games, though. Sometimes the dog, Mo, would be really mean to Larry and Curly. It was especially tough for Larry. Larry was more sensitive than Curly. Also, Larry had more thoughts in his head than Curly. Sometimes Mo would hit Larry in the head. Larry was always worried that Mo would cause a permanent brain freeze. This never happened, though, luckily. One day, Larry got an idea. He needed Curly's help, though. Together, they decided to do something mean to Mo. They thought about many ideas. They thought about biting his tail. They thought about hiding his food. Remember, they're dogs. What kind of thoughts did you expect them to have? Eventually, they decided to just ignore him. Every time that Mo tried to talk to Larry and Curly, they ignored him. They taught him a lesson. They gave him some tough love. It was tough love because they wanted Mo to grow as a person. Mo felt sad and lonely. He wanted to talk to his two best friends again. So, Mo started being nice to Curly and Larry. After that, Mo was never mean to them again. He thought about being mean, though, but every time he thought about being mean to Larry and Curly, he then thought about the lesson that they taught him, the tough love lesson. The end. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's efteachermike@gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. That's patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me. Mike, do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there. Make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off. It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You remember that sound? Yeah, you do. The 1990s. It was fun. Lots of fun music, good times. Bookended by pop bands. And right in the middle, we got a little grungy. So many artists came and went and left us wondering, what are they doing now? We know what Marky Mark ended up doing, but what about the rest of the Funky Bunch? Alanis Morissette had a pop career before she made it big with Jagged Little Pill. The KLF, an EDM band from England, got Tammy Wynette to sing on one of their tunes. All kinds of crazy stuff happened, and we're going to talk to you about it with interviews with some of the biggest stars of the 90s on Dope Nostalgia, the podcast. I'm Naomi Carmack, and I'm your host. Check us out on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you get your podcasts. And look us up on the internet at dopenostalgia.com.